Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. The Committee Legislative Assistant will take the role.
Chair Winkler.
Winkler present.
Representative Egbaje, excused. Representative Barr.
Here.
Representative Doubt. Representative Haley. Representative Herr.
Present.
Representative Jordan.
Jordan present.
Representative Lilly.
Lilly present.
Representative Long, excused. Representative Moran.
Present.
Representative Nash.
Nash present.
Representative New Brindley.
Present.
Representative Olson.
Present.
Representative Pawlowski.
Pawlowski present.
Representative Pryor.
Present.
Representative Wolgamott.
Wolgamott present.
And then Representative Haley is here.
Haley there present.
There are 13 members present.
Thank you, Ms. Vang. A quorum is present. We have a very brief agenda today. It's just a bit of housekeeping to prepare for session, a couple of HR matters. We may have a subsequent Rules Committee meeting to discuss other issues not on this agenda, but we don't have one planned at this time. So we are just going to get this taken care of, hopefully, and get ready to move forward with session. The first item is a approval of the minutes for September 20th, 2021. Representative Jordan moves approval of those minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is approval of the 2022-2023 Legislative Plan for Employee Benefits Book. The chair moves adoption of the 2022-23 LCC benefits book, and I would invite Ms. Knight from House HR to present.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Kelly Knight. I'm the Director of HR for the House. Members have received a summary memo as well as a copy of the proposed changes to the LCC Legislative Plan for Employee Benefits and Policies, which is commonly referred to as the LCC book. The LCC book is typically updated every 2 years to coincide with the insurance changes under the State Employee Group Insurance Program. The LCC has statutory authority to adopt changes to vacation, sick, and insurance sections, and they did so on December 6th of 2021. And the remaining sections require the adoption by the House Rules Committee. A staff working group that consisted of the House, Senate, and Joint Office and Commission met several times over the course of several months during the fall. And we have now in front of you the technical and policy changes that came out of that. The policy changes involve House Workplace Safety. This section was updated and provided to us by Bob Meyerson. And also too, we've established several tools to assist offices with succession planning for employees both prior and post-retirement. And then in addition to that, there are a number of technical corrections that will align now with statutory changes that have occurred since the last book was adopted, some corrected website links, and just other points of clarification that had been identified by staff. Mr. Chair and members, that concludes my overview.
Questions from members? Seeing none, the motion is to approve the 2022-23 Legislative Plan for Employees book. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed say no. The motion prevails and the benefits book is adopted. The next item on the agenda is the chair's motion to adopt the personnel reports. We're going to do that as a group. Ms. Knight, please present.
Yes, Mr. Chair and members, the reports that you have before you represent the appointments, terminations, and changes in status that have occurred since the last adoption of these reports in 2021.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to adopt, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the personnel reports are adopted. We have no further agenda items today, members. I don't see anybody seeking recognition, so we are adjourned.